Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
North Carolina is doubling down. It is not going to be intimidated by the out-of-control Obama Department of Justice on the so-called bathroom bills. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me to talk about this is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. I was so pleased to see that the governor of North Carolina did not wait for the out-of-control Department of Justice to file suit against the state over the so-called Title IX and bathroom transgender bills, et cetera. But instead, they were proactive. And Matt, they filed, the governor did, at his direction, a lawsuit against the federal Department of Education. They took the offensive. They weren't waiting for the DOJ to come and file suit against them.
Well, that's right. And you know, kudos to Governor McCrory for taking a firm stand. This is lawlessness on the part of the Obama administration. It is absolutely absurd that this administration would somehow claim that the HB2, this bathroom bill ordinance in protecting women and children and their right to privacy and safety in bathrooms, that it somehow violates Title, you know, 7,
the 1964. Title 7 too, yeah.
Title 7 and Title 9, they're claiming. Which is absolutely absurd. For them to say that the word sex, when in 1964 Title VII was passed, that somehow applied to this idea of gender identity. No, they were talking clearly. The legislative intent was talking about biological sex, male or female. This ridiculous notion of gender identity wasn't even a thing back then. So this is a radical reinterpretation, as the governor's lawsuit states, of the legislative intent here. It's disingenuous. It's outright dishonest. And what they're trying to do is get around the fact that for over 20 plus years, they have not legislatively been able to push this through with the Employment Non-Discrimination Act and other things. Am I correct here, Matt? They're trying through judicial or through legislative or administrative fiat and judicial fiat. They're trying to get done what they could not get done legislatively, which is unconstitutional.
Yeah, if you go back to Title VII, that's the Employment and Public Accommodations portion of the Civil Rights Act of 1964. Now, it said that you can't discriminate in certain categories, including sex. Back in 1964, if you asked the members of Congress or the president who signed that into law, whether or not sex included a man who thinks he is a woman, they would have said, "What planet are you on?" And then later, Title IX back in the 70s was the same thing. Sex was sex. It's a male or female. I mean, to say it any other way just literally eviscerates the entire statute. It'd be like saying, "Well, I'm white, but I think I can identify as African American or Asian, and therefore I get minority protection status." It just completely turns the statute on its head. And so what the Obama administration is doing is saying they're going to interpret sex to include so-called gender identity. Well, guess what? As you said, Congress multiple times from the 1990s till most recently have been confronted with amending those particular portions of the federal law to add sexual orientation, to add gender identity, and each time that has failed. Good intent to suggest that Congress does not want gender identity or sexual orientation as part of these federal laws.
You know, I love this statement my friend, he posted on his Facebook. He's a pastor, and he says, "Beginning in 1776, adultery was illegal in America. That ended in 2003 with a Supreme Court decision in Lawrence versus Texas. That took 27 years. From 2003, homosexual marriage continued to be illegal in all 50 states. That ended in 2015 with a Supreme Court decision in Obergefell versus Hodges. That took 12 years. From 2015, so-called transgenderism was not legally recognized in America. Now the U.S. Justice Department intends to force North Carolina to act in compliance with federal law as it relates to House Bill number 2. That took less than a year. A Supreme Court decision is bound to come." And he asked, "What sexually repressed people group will receive recognition next, and how long will it take?"
Well, Matt, you know, there's a lot of weird situations out there, and this is just an obliteration of objective reality. It is pushing sexual behavior to its absurd conclusion, which ultimately devolves to chaos. I mean, when a man can go into a woman's restroom, which, by the way, they can under these laws, and say that they're a woman, and you can't do anything about that, you can allow them to go in there, you can't stop them, that's just absurd. And in fact, on Liberty Counsel's website, you know, some of these people say, well, show us instances of where these things have actually happened. Well, on Liberty Counsel's website, we quickly put together 50 instances recently in Target and other places where men are going into women's restrooms, changing rooms, locker rooms, fitting rooms, shower rooms, and they are exposing themselves or photographing women under the guise that they can do that.
It's not rocket science, you know?
Yeah.
So if you go to Liberty Counsel's,
open the door.
Liberty Counsel's website, it's lc.org/transgender. So lc.org/transgender, you'll see those 50 incidents.
I have another solution here for Governor McCrory. You know, hey, if we're living in this alternate universe where a man can just subjectively decide, you know what, I think I'm a woman today, so I'm going to go disrobe and shower at the YWCA in the women's locker room next to 6, 7, 8-year-old little girls. If that's the world we live in, then all Governor McCrory needs to do is say, listen, as far as it goes for purposes of this lawsuit, we don't identify as North Carolina. We're going to identify as South Carolina. So yeah. Today,
so you sued the wrong state.
Right.
We're South Carolina. So you're not even suing the right people.
Today, yeah.
Yeah. So this needs to be thrown out. I mean, of course, that's absurd. But the point being, that's the exact mentality. That's the exact same mentality. Why couldn't they do that in this relative world we live in? It's absolute insanity.
You know, Matt Barber, you're a former boxer. Do you feel like we're just continually in this boxing ring with this whole lawless bullying tactics they're using?
Well, of course, and let me use a boxing analogy here. It's time for us to actually get, you know, we're in the ring, the fight's on, our opponent has come after us and he's throwing punches trying to knock us out. For far too long, the church and certainly conservatives and others have been so intimidated by this radical LGBT lobby that we're putting our hands behind our back and letting them punch us in the face.
Exactly.
It's actually time to start punching back. Liberty Counsel is at the forefront, obviously, and fighting back. But now I'm glad to see that Governor McCrory is hitting back real hard, too, and he packs a pretty good right hook.
Yeah, you know, the thing of the issue here is we have a major cultural upheaval that's taking place right in front of our eyes. And we've got these people like Loretta Lynch. Oh, she's just a disgrace. The Attorney General of the United States with the Department of Justice issuing a press conference and saying that this is like it used to be with desegregation and people of color couldn't use the restroom. Well, that's offensive to people of color. They could not. They were born with the skin color. They didn't choose the skin color. And society said, if you have a certain skin color, you can't use restrooms. These other people are either saying, I just subjectively identify, which frankly, let's acknowledge, this is a mental disorder.
Exactly.
This is not
totally
normal
different.
For a man to think he's a woman or for a woman to think he's a man. That is a mental issue. It is not something that you're born with. And what all these laws do is that it allows people, men, for example, to literally abuse these laws and go in and intrude on the privacy and security of women and girls. You know, in fact, there's one article that I saw, and it's one of them that we've mentioned on our website, of a little girl who was sexually molested. And now she will not go into using the restrooms at her school during the day. Why? Because the school has this so-called gender identity policy allowing little boys to go in there. And so she soils herself during the day because she's afraid to go use the restroom. She does not want to go into the girls' restroom for fear that these other little boys will come into this girl's restroom. How sad is that, that this little girl is going through these embarrassing moments, not because she has kidney problems, but because she does not want to, she is afraid to enter into her own girls' restroom. That's the stupidity of these kinds of laws, bending the rules of logic and objective reality to fit someone who's got mental problems, and then the rest of society suffers. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org. You can go to lc/transgender for a list of some of these issues and instances. Put those on your Facebook. Remember Liberty Counsel in your prayers and your regular financial contributions. Go to lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website is lc.org. Become an active partner with Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation.